Get off your phone, you dirty dog. What's up, Blondies? It's your Blondies.
You pushed and start way too fast. You didn't even give me the countdown.
No, we are focused. We are here.
You didn't even give me the countdown.
Technology away.
What the hell do you have written down that we're talking about today? Because I got things to do today. Hey, Dan.
First things first. We're your two best buds. We're the Blondies babbling about life with great games. We have a great one today. Crazy guests. Absolutely zero politics because
we're allergic.
Damn right we are. Blonde in color. Blonde in nature. Today's
Let's
episode.
Do this thing.
What are we talking about? We're talking FIFA World Cup. There's lots to discuss there, and I'm excited about it.
Gym etiquette, because why not?
Yep, put your weights away, goddammit. And we have a crazy...
We're bringing back a fun game, too. We're bringing back a fun game. And happy birthday, America.
Happy 4th of July, which is coming up in a few days. So we'd love to hear what you're up to on 4th of July. Enjoy the episode. I think it's time we get straight into it. You ready, Dax?
Let's do this thing.
Hold on, before you die, let me close my window because I just screamed the Wicked song to my whole courtyard.
Was it even that loud, or is it just the microphone being quiet?
It's so loud. Everyone opened their windows and like looked out like, who's that Broadway singer belting Wicked into
that.
Our courtyard?
They all did.
There's people coming up for signatures, sorry. Hold on, Dax. Guys, I can't do signatures today. Sorry.
If you're watching, you know nobody's at that. It's just that girl that was in your apartment 3 weeks ago. That's all it is.
She's back,
wait
baby.
A minute. Wait a minute. Did you ever find out what happened to her?
No. We honestly miss her. Like, I kind of wanted her to come back and like...
Why do you want her to come back?
I think she needs a shower. I think she just wants a shower to clean up her...
Don't manifest that stuff. You're going to get another girl in there and...
Mind you, we have like 5-star security on our door right now, so no one's getting through.
Okay, good. Well, we have so much to talk about.
First things first,
wash your
Blondies?
Hands.
Oh,
wash your
okay.
hands. Yep, Everyone yeah, wash yep. your hands. Yep. Yes.
Gross if you don't. So make sure you do that. Also gross if you don't come to the Blondies battle. We are in the full fucking swing
of it.
This thing, baby. Blondies battle is happening 24th of July in Kansas City. We're going to the Nighthawk, baby. And I like your spiel that it's like, do your spiel that you're doing on the TikToks where you're like, it's different every night.
No, it has a different ending every night. So it's a show within a show that has a different ending every night. And like, it's like New York City is battling Los Angeles in the middle of Kansas City. So bring it on, Hayden. I'm turning it into now a competition against you.
Great.
And
great.
I kind of want to pick who I think will be the blondest of them all in our audience.
Well, you know I don't back down, and I'll be damned if I'm not the blondest of them all on that night. That's the position I will be fighting for, even against our three celebrity bossy blondes. I will be fighting them.
Bring it on. And one's a redhead, so how good can a redhead even actually be?
Like we said, you don't have to be blonde in color. You just have to be a little blonde in nature.
So buy your tickets. They're cheap. They're freaking cheap. Also, if you just DM me, if you're in Kansas, here's a Kansas City clip. Oh no, my phone's. Oh, hold on.
God. Oh God. Daxon's breaking down just when he was about to say he's got the freaking promo codes to dish out.
Every time my phone rings, my computer goes. Yeah.
Well, you did glitch. You did make a funny face. Yeah. Yeah, you will. I know this because I created all the discount codes, so I know
Actually,
Dax has
I won't
got
send
some
you a discount code.
Good ones.
I'll go, Hayden. there are discount codes. So if you're in Kansas City and you don't see the discount code, reach out to us. We've got it. We want you there. We want buddies. We want to have a blast with you. The more, the merrier. There's going to be free drinks.
I would rather you there on a discounted ticket than you not there at all. So
yeah,
hit us
come
up.
On.
Hit us up.
Yeah, right. So that I also have like really exciting news about it. Something just dropped, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. But I'll tell you later because I want people to listen. I need you all to listen.
He's teasing. There's, you know, we can tease some new things. I want to tease some stuff about the gym later, but I don't think that's as interesting as what
you're gonna gym. Or what kind of? I've been taking gym selfies lately, or I've been taking more shirtless selfies lately.
Well, when you look that good, that's fair enough.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with me.
So that's coming up. But right now, we are in the thick. Speaking of thick gams.
Yeah, thick.
We are in the thick of FIFA gams. There's lots of fucking gams out there on the field.
Oh my God. Soccer gams are the best gams.
I think they have to be up there with cycling gams, no? Because
I think they're better. I think soccer players have better butts and better calves than cyclists.
Wow,
I think
that's
cyclists
huge,
have good quads. Huge good quads for cyclists, but I think soccer players might. I think the soccer player physique might be the ideal human physique.
I was about to say all round, like even though they don't do anything upper body, all round, they seem to be pretty damn athletic looking.
It's pretty upper body aggressive. If you really watch, you're up and down on that ground. They're doing, that's why you do burpees in fitness classes. Everyone.
Clever. Well, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. When we said we were going to talk about FIFA, the last thing I thought we were going to talk about is their asses. So
You brought up their gams. You don't bring up a gam to a gay. Do not bring up a gam to a gay unless you want to talk about
my mistake. I was simply trying to find a nice segue, but here we are talking about juicy behinds.
It's true though. Find me a soccer player that has a flat ass. It's not possible. You cannot find a professional soccer player that has a flat ass. It's not possible.
Put it out there. All right, Blondies, go find the flattest ass soccer player you can and put it in the chat.
It's not. You
can't. And we'll send you a DM discount code.
Yeah. You really can't, though. It's a really athletic physique. You have to run around all the freaking time.
Look, speaking of like athleticism, holy shit, we have seen some freaks of nature out there. Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe, Ronaldo, Erling Haaland, like absolutely crushing it. They're scoring like a mass amount of goals right now. I think from memory, there's been more goals in this FIFA so far than there has been at any other point in any other World Cup.
Do you think it's because they got that 3-minute water break that's super controversial?
Okay, let's talk about that. And yes, I think the extra hydration's given them that little boost because they can do a little bit more pickle juice during that 3-minute break.
But here,
why is it like, controversial? Because I want to speak on this.
Okay, it's controversial because like the whole point of football or American soccer is that they just keep going, right? Like, I don't know the sport very well, so I'm going to pretend like I know, but I really don't. But from what I'm reading is they like it's a sport that just keeps going, and that's
continuous.
Part of
it never
the
ends.
Sport. Like, that's mm-hmm. part of the sport. And so when you give them the break, it almost is like cheating for both teams. It's like cheating the sport. It's not cheating the teams. It's like cheating the sport. And it seems to me it's a money grab.
Absolutely.
For
advertisers.
But they're using it, so we can't say that. They're using it as because the heat, and we don't want the players to get dehydrated. Take them out then. Let them call out. Let them like,
yo,
that's why you have subs.
Exactly. And there are countries here from Africa. So it would be beneficial for them playing in a hotter environment because that's what they're used to. That's part of it. That's entirely part of it.
Yeah, I'd understand if it was like 100 degrees out and you need there's a degree, like at a certain degree, we have to do these water breaks. Completely get it. But
in Vancouver, Canada?
No.
You think it's getting that hot?
It is. And New York has been beautiful weather. They're fine.
They're fine.
But they need to make their money. So that's
well,
what it
okay.
is.
I'm on the fence of this. This is okay for me. Purely, it's fair for both teams. Both teams are getting that 3-minute water break, White, right? But what it's unfair for is the records of the past of players who've had to play 45, 50 minutes all the way through two times with one break in the middle. So the if records are broken during this FIFA World Cup, I mean, it's not exactly fair because players of the past who've held those records didn't have that break in between. However, for this competition, it's completely fair because everyone's getting the same water break.
Yeah, I mean, for the like, who wins the World Cup, it's not like, again, like, I think it's cheating the sport. That's...
Look, I'm with you on that. I think I heard someone speak about this recently. It's like soccer is never going to take off in America to the level of NFL or even hockey or basketball because there's no ad breaks, because you can't make money off soccer because...
But you know what? It's taken off, though. It's not... It's like...
This has been fun. I think they're proving people
off
wrong.
And they're building a whole stadium in New York for just soccer. Or,
really?
or American soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're building a whole stadium next to Citi Field. It's freaking crazy.
I think if anything, the capitalism or the capitalists of America will find a way to make money off soccer.
But like, now that they have that 3-minute break,
let's wait and see if there's other little breaks here and there.
We'll watch it explode now that there's a 3-minute break and it explodes in America because,
Yeah, and then it'll go back. I mean, I don't know if it'll change in England, but when people start seeing, oh, if we just chuck a 3-minute break in here, we make X millions of dollars. Oh, should we put in a little thing here and there?
Money speaks, baby. Money speaks.
But I got to say, this has been one of the most fun times I've had in America because there's events going on everywhere. I walked 15 minutes down to the Santa Monica Pier, which is an icon. A world icon, Santa Monica Pier. Everyone knows it. I walked 15 minutes down there. I watched the Colombia DR Congo game on the pier as the sun was setting with a little non-alcoholic beer in my hand, kicking a soccer ball and cheering with the Colombians.
I saw those soccer ball kicks. First one was great. The second one?
Second one went in, bitch.
Second one went in.
Yeah.
At first one, I was like, oh. Okay, and then the second one was like, oh, there he is.
You try kicking in size 13 boots with jeans on, motherfucker.
12 wide.
Let's
take a break, and we have more fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we're coming back with some sexy gams.
New York's energy right now, so amazing. Through the roof. The Knicks winning, one of the most fun nights I've had in a long time. The energy, I'm telling you, everyone, throwing positive energy works. When a mass group of people are in a good, fun space and happy, the world, I have the chills talking about it. It was so fun to watch. It was so fun to watch the Knicks win in the city and how happy everybody was. And
does
it didn't
this not
matter
show you that
what
sports
religion,
can bring people together?
It didn't matter what religion you were, what political affiliation you were, what color you were. People were all in the streets, like, cheering and rocking and all over the city. And it was so freaking cool to watch. And now it's the same energy with FIFA. It's FIFA, right?
Yeah, FIFA World Cup, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same energy with that on the streets. You're just seeing people, like, having fun. I think we need that in the world, and I know we need that in the world. And it's a nice relief that, we don't need mean politicians. You don't need mean politicians.
It's a relief. It's also reminded everyone in America, and I'm not, but Americans, I think, that this is one of the greatest countries in the world. People from all over the world are coming here and going, wow, look how amazing America is. They're so giving. They're so generous. You can get anything you want here. The price of this is so cheap. Like, I can't get this in my country. Like, everyone's like sharing and shouting about how great America is.
That's world, but like that's what I was doing when I went to Spain. I was like, oh, I love Europe. I love this. Like that's exciting. That's what culture is all about. Oh, I'm gonna scream about it because like we should be like, oh, without getting political, is we should be accepting of all new cultures because it's so exciting to learn and to watch and to be with human beings. I don't know. It was really fucking cool. So there you go.
That next night would have gone absolutely off.
It was
off.
So fun. I'm sure it wasn't as fun in San Antonio. Austin. Like, I get Antonio, it. Like, and the energies ebb and flow, but it was really nice to feel that. It's a nice reminder that good group energy always will always
trump
magical.
Anything else.
Literally. Period.
Great.
So that's what I had to say today.
Well, thank you. This is a delight. I'm having a delightful time on this podcast. This is so uplifting. This is joyous. Now let's talk about how shit people are in the fucking gym.
Speaking of really good energy, the gym etiquette.
Gym etiquette is at an all-time low, and y'all need to smarten up. Oh my god.
Well, what's your gym pet peeve right now?
Pet peeves in the gym? It's got to be universal here. This can't be brand new news. People doing exercises so close to the dumbbell rack that you can't put your dumbbells back because there's someone in your way. Like, don't do dumbbell rows on the dumbbell rack. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
I would
throw my dumbbell at you if I could.
Yeah, I get out of here, but I'm spatially aware enough that if somebody needs to walk by, I'll move.
Well, that's not everybody. Also, no one should be using the dumbbell rack as their stabilizer for their row. No, that's not
guilty
what it's made
again.
For.
Guilty again.
Don't
yeah,
do
but
it.
If the
that's
weight is
naughty.
Really, really heavy and you don't want to go very far with it, you just use that as the stabilizer.
But is that a you problem or a me problem?
It's that's I don't think you it's problem. Either problem, Hayden. I think it's just a if somebody's in the way, you just get out of the way. You realize that you're taking up space.
What if you're mid-set and I'm trying to return my 80 pounders?
Well, it's also called a public, like it's a gym. You're doing a shared space. So you might have to wait a second if the gym is busy.
That's fine.
You're acting like the row machine. I thought you're going to be like, oh, I think you should wipe down equipment after every time you do it. No, you're like, it's like if the row machine is busy, you can't use the row machine.
Yeah, but you should use things that are made to be used. And like being
the rack is perfectly fine as a stabilizer.
Okay, maybe you are spatially aware, but almost every single other person, I promise you, is not. They're just going to do their exercise.
Then say excuse me. Then say excuse me.
I do. But like if I've got my weights on my knees and I'm trying to put my weights away and you're mid-set, I'm, like, going to have to hold my weight.
Well, then you weren't using your spatial awareness to look at what they were doing.
They're in my line of vision. I can see them.
But they can't see you, maybe. Maybe they can't see you.
Also, another pet peeve. People who sit at their machine for, like, 3 or 4 minutes on their phone.
Yeah. That's really annoying.
When someone's waiting, like, just say, hey, like, I've got 4 minutes between sets. Do you want to jump in between?
Well, you can like, always say you it's basics. It's gym etiquette to go up to somebody and say, how many sets do you have left? And that person is going to be like 2 or 3. And you say, can I work in with them? Most people are going to say yes. If somebody says no, then they're an asshole. But
I think more people should not be afraid to just ask. Like,
I don't, I don't have that issue. I think no. I don't know what gym are you going to? Probably shouldn't call it out.
I mean, I think it's the same in every gym. It's all the same. But like what actually kind of like, it doesn't really annoy me, but it just makes me a little like uncomfortable while I'm working out is if I'm on a machine and someone comes and stands like a couple of feet away from me, just like looking at me waiting. So whenever someone does that now, I go, hey bro, or miss. I don't call anyone miss.
Does that happen to you often? I feel like maybe that's one.
I swear probably like two, three times a week.
I think it's the gym you're going to, not the... I think
maybe.
It's a gym. It's the... But I will say...
Yeah, go on, sorry, say go ahead.
No, you're going
thing.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I was
going
to say, it might be the gym I go to because I've seen some interesting characters at this gym. I once saw a bloke working out. He might have been early 20s working out with another guy his age. And the one guy dressed in completely normal clothes. The other guy, pretty normal clothes, until you looked up and he's wearing baby's floaties for swimming on his arms, fully blown up. He's wearing goggles and he's got a pacifier in his mouth. And there's no mention from anyone about he's working out like this is a normal everyday workout and he's wearing floaties, goggles, and a pacifier. I was like, where the fuck am I right now?
First of all, why didn't you take a picture? Second of all,
I should have.
There was your viral moment on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Yeah, that's not a gym experience I experience often. The only thing, I mean, I also work out at a higher end gym because I work at a higher end gym. I think my biggest pet peeve with that kind of gym is the entitlement of not saying excuse me.
Ooh.
I think
so. Like, give us a scenario.
Locker room. If your locker is right next to somebody else's, and you're just trying to get past, and instead of just like stepping over, it's all right to say, hey, "Excuse me." Like, it's right here. Like, I don't think that is a bad thing to say. And I think sometimes people, I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I don't think saying "excuse me" is rude. And I think you can say excuse me in a rude way, but I think excuse me could be a very polite way of saying excuse me. Like, that is a way of saying, hey, I need to get where you're also at.
Mm-hmm. I think that's perfectly fine. And that's crazy that that's the worst thing that happened at your high-end person gym.
I have so many stories.
Can I give one more massive pet peeve?
Yeah, give me one more.
This doesn't just like annoy me. It actually makes me a little angry when dudes in the gym find it perfectly fine to just yell while they're working out.
Like, drives me that insane.
That shit actually makes me mad because there was this bloke in the gym the other day and he was just yelling to himself.
Yeah, it's like, wild.
Not even just like, he was going, come on, you stupid bitch. Like, you got this. And just like screaming across the whole gym. And he was like scaring, like there was a couple of older women working nearby him and they were visibly like uncomfortable. And then like my girlfriend was there with me and she was like, ooh, and kind of like stepping away from him. And I was just like so mad at this guy. Cause he's just intimidating people for no apparent reason. He probably doesn't know he's doing it, but like, it's very intimidating for maybe people who are smaller than him or girls. And it just pisses me off.
The only other thing I have to say is the locker rooms is I always, no matter what, will pick a locker when I'm done that is right next to every other locker when I'm done, when I'm ready to like shower and stuff. I'm always, never ends, always right in the middle
next
of
to four
everyone.
People.
Literally. That is, and not the four you want to be next to. Not like the one that you're having a crush on.
It's the four old men with their bits out. Yeah.
Yes. That don't say excuse me when you need to get through. And on that note, I need a break.
Let's break it. What? Surprise, we're back, baby.
That was so fast. Okay.
So what happened was you clicked off while I was going to click off, and so one of us clicked go again.
So welcome back. We didn't get a break.
Welcome back.
But that's it gave crazy. Me enough time to, I know you've all been waiting so patiently for what I'm about to say, the news I have. The USA.
Yes. We have teased
United
it from
States
the
of America
beginning.
Has approved.
Ooh. Ooh.
Wait a minute.
What?
This is coming out right before July 4th, the 250th anniversary of America.
You're gosh darn right it is.
So do we need to do something to like celebrate that?
Yeah, we kind of should. Take our shirts off? No, I'm kidding.
Go check out the Blondie Battle page. I'm naked all over that thing.
Yeah, right. But yeah, this is coming out like 5 days before the 4th of July. So this is our 4th of July episode.
Happy 4th of July. Neither of us have any 4th of July.
I love 4th of July. I hope I have a really good 4th of July.
I can't, I don't, I'm not doing anything. I don't know what we're doing to celebrate, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's always one of my favorites. It is probably up there for me with Thanksgiving as my favorite American holiday. Thanksgiving is my favorite.
Be careful with the fireworks, everyone. In the Midwest, like, fireworks were such a huge thing, and you would just shoot them off. And in New York, you don't do fireworks as much. I know people do them, but I miss that. When I have kids, yeah, I'm gonna make sure we go out somewhere and do fireworks, because that's a really special
don't blow
moment.
Your bloody fingers off the amount of.
No, my kids will be scared of fireworks just like I was, so it'll be perfect.
Great, excellent.
I will warn them.
I gotta say. The coolest thing about driving through like LA during 4th of July is just seeing fireworks go off everywhere in neighborhoods, like on the beach. There's just fireworks all day on the 4th of July. It's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great, 250 is great, but like if you go to, you know, when you go to Italy or if you go to Rome, it's like they're like 2000. And you realize how young this country is. And, yeah, you know,
you
so
think America's young.
Mistakes.
Wait till I tell you about America Australia. Holy shit.
How old is Australia?
Well, I think our first fleet came over in 1788. So not that far behind America.
So they're maybe 200 years. Young countries.
Yeah.
But isn't it strange that this is only 250 years old and there's like buildings in like Rome or Italy in general or like in Europe that are like 5 times older than the country?
Like, that's, I think, probably going to be my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they existed. I love that culture. Old. Ancient. I'm an old soul at heart. I'm a 4,000-year-old soul at heart.
You know, I think I am too. But, like, the summer, this is my first summer since, I've had eye surgeries, like, the last 2-3 summers.
Yeah.
So, this is my first summer that, like, I feel great. Like, my eye feels great. And like, I just had I had another eye doctor appointment, and like, eye pressure is doing well. The eye is healthy. Mm-hmm. So like, I can't see out of it still, but but like, it's like, this is my first, I'm like, the summer bug is I love
it. Is
it
just me, or is this summer just gearing up to be one of the best? Like, it's
thinking
feeling,
yeah.
It's feeling really positive. It's feeling really fun.
With the sun and the summer and what I've been trying to get to, also, happy 250th birthday, America.
Yeah.
We love you.
Well done,
US. Yeah.
USA, baby.
That they finally, FDA approved European sunscreen for America. So
okay,
now...
why?
Now, America can have the good sunscreen.
What I mean, what makes it good compared to American sunscreen?
What they
less chemicals?
America sunscreen had no. American sunscreen has an older. This I don't know. I'm talking out my ass here.
Someone
I know
Google this shit.
I know the European sunscreen is much different, and it's like it was. They approved the chemicals in the sunscreen before America did, but like a long time before, and like. It doesn't smell. It goes on nice. It's not sticky.
You can put
it on your face. You can put it on your... Not oily!
Wow.
And you can put it on your face, and it doesn't get in your eyes and doesn't sting. And I'm obsessed with it. We bought so much when we were in Europe, and then we get back, and they're like, they approved it. And so it'll probably be on counters in, like, the next 6 months, year. I don't know how fast they'll do it, but...
Yo, you just gave me PTSD. I need some of that sunscreen ASAP because I just got like freaking a PTSD flashback of like every day in Australia, you wear sunscreen and then you go in the water
in your eyes.
And your eyes sting.
Won't get in your eyes. Won't get in your eyes. I mean, well, it can get in your eyes. Won't sting. I don't know what they use. Also, never got, I got a tan. I got a little Speedo tan in Madrid and Sardinia, but never got a sunburn. Never got a sunburn wearing the good freaking sunscreen. Thank you, America, for finally giving us some good SPF stuff. Like, come on.
And
if you know...
That's why America's the greatest country in the world.
If you know, you know. You know, you know. You've never had
now,
European sunscreen?
I know. No, I don't think
I
have.
Never been to Europe. You've never been to Europe. I'm bringing this to Kansas City.
I'm sorry.
And you're going to put it on your face while we walk around?
Yeah.
You're going to want me to mail you what we have.
Lock me in. I'm so excited for that. Maybe I'll ship some from overseas. Speaking of Kansas City, if you've got suggestions of what we should do on our couple of days off,
please let us
swing
know.
Them our way, because I'm not from Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri, so I don't
but
know
I'm,
what to do.
Or we could just ask my friends. Actually, I have a plan. We're going to go to one of my friend's bars on Saturday, and she's cool. probably going to, she'll make sure we go all around, and it's like a cocktail like bar, and I went to school with her. She's a lawyer, but now like makes cocktails. It's like, she's like living her best life.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to go. Yeah, she's going to show us all around.
I'm in. That sounds great.
Also, we need to have a guest on our podcast again at some point. We need a Kansas City guest. We should bring Tina on.
That's a brilliant idea. We should absolutely bring Tina on.
Okay, Tina's
Tina
coming
has
on
been
next podcast.
Helping
if
us.
She can.
She's we'll the see. One who runs the Nighthawk, essentially.
Nighthawk, yeah.
So she'll, yes, absolutely, we should have her on.
All right. Also, and if you're in the Kansas City area, the Nighthawk is awesome. Like, yeah. Nighthawk. Sorry, it's Kansas City Hotels, but it.
Yeah, Hotel Kansas City.
Hotel
and the
Kansas
Nighthawk
City
is underneath Hotel Kansas City, and it's popping. It holds like 400 people. It's the place to be. It has events all the time.
Yeah,
we cannot.
So if you're
wait
visiting, if you're visiting and you're not there the weekend we're there, like go, literally, and say you know the Blondies. I guarantee you, they'll take really good care of you because they're taking really good care of us. And if you are in Kansas City area, make sure you stop by, go grab a drink at the Nighthawk, or stay at that hotel. And I guarantee you they'll take care of you. So
yeah, absolutely.
Meaning they're not going to give you anything for free. I don't know, maybe they will, but they might.
They'll just
smile
sure
at you a little bigger, or they make sure you're comfortable.
You feel at home at the Nighthawk.
Hayden, let's take a break, and then we come back with a game we haven't played in a long time.
Throwback City, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, all right.
Me? You're on this edit.
I am, but I don't know how to do the music. I'll pay you $5 if you do this edit this week.
No.
Please.
I will show you where the music is.
Will you send me the music?
Yeah, I'll send you the music. Very easy. Very easy. You just go boop, boop.
Hold on. Now I
Charlie,
speaking of editing, I have to edit this out.
No, I feel like
we're babysitting. We're babysitting the parent,
Riley?
David Riley, baby Riley.
If you do not bring Riley on this camera for all the viewing on all the viewers on YouTube,
Riley,
that
here
would be sacrilege. Also, she is the freaking cutest thing
come
ever.
Here. Come here, Riley.
Riley. Come to your favorite uncle.
Oh my God, look at her.
She's very
cute. She's so cute. She's such a cuddler. Oh, wow. If you are not watching this, you are missing out.
She is a cuddler. She's very cute. Mm-hmm. But she loves to protect. She is a dog protector. Charlie's not much of a barker, but when Miss Things here, we love to let those voices raise, don't we?
We love to get a little bit of wicked magic here. Just sing it to the whole courtyard.
Okay. That's, well, speaking of wicked magic, let's. You know what I'm feeling?
What are you feeling, Dax? Put it on. This music. I hope this music's on right now.
Who knows? Since I'm editing,
who knows if it's on, or I'll just be dancing in silence, baby. Yeah,
it's the sexy mineral game.
Ooh, sexy.
The plant
mineral game.
The plant edition.
Dun,
whoa!
Dun.
Is it all getting hot in here, or is it just this plant?
Oh, it's definitely that plant giving off some oxygen and photosynthesizing.
Yes.
Yeah, touch my planty body.
Body. What's your first plant?
My first plant. Oh, you go.
No, you go first. No, you. No, you. No, you. No.
Ready?
Okay.
Helianthus annuus.
Yummy.
Show me your anus.
The bleeding heart is what I'm doing. Ooh, oh, you're reading. Oh, you're doing scientific Latin ones.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm doing non.
Because I'm going to go. I bet you can guess this one. This is the scientific name.
Aloe vera. Oh, I love an aloe vera on my sunburn that I don't get with my new sunscreen. Yeah. I love a forget me not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about this one? Osimum basilicum. Mm.
Yummy. That would go right. That goes really great with the pussy willow.
I did not see that coming.
It is a real plant. It really is a plant.
What about Bambusoidea?
I don't know what that is.
Bamboo. Sexy bamboo.
Oh, I can't read any of the Latin ones.
The Latin ones.
What about the goat's beard?
Now that's hot. Yeah, baby, that's so hot. What and about Ulmus rubra?
Oh.
If that doesn't get you wet and slippery, because it's a slippery elm. That's a slippery elm right there.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more.
I think that's probably plenty for people in your holes.
That was enough.
Put that in your holes, your ear holes.
Ew, your ew, gross.
Sorry.
Not in the holes, not in the that is too much.
Cut the music. That was
maybe if the music was there or not. If you did, you have to send it to me. You have to send it to me.
I might forget to send it to you, but
you have to send it to me.
I'm sweating.
You're making me edit on Pride Weekend.
Is Pride Weekend was friggin' 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
but I'm editing. No, for me it's Pride Weekend. You know how homophobic that is? You know how homophobic that is?
You know, it would be more homophobic
I'll edit the
if
next
I let
three.
You off the hook.
I'll edit the next three.
I am not showing no homophobia here. You're going to edit like a good boy.
I'll edit the next three.
Dude,
fine, I'll do it.
That's
I'll
one
do
and a
it.
Half months worth of editing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You
that's
edit
three.
Three in a row? It's going to take us straight to Blondie's battle.
You do two in a row, I'll do three in a row.
That's
think about
very
it.
Tempting.
It's very I'll do tempting. It. I don't freaking care. I'll do it. But if my play is terrible, you know why. And if I have a terrible... Yeah. Because I had to do one edit.
You spend as little time editing as possible so you can practice your lines and your music and your songs and your dancing. Please tell me you're dancing in pressure.
There's no dancing.
Well, what's the... Point.
No,
what's
they're
the
singing.
Point?
They're singing and acting, but no dancing.
I just remembered something as well that we will talk about after this.
After what? We're done. We're done.
Yeah, I know.
This is the last.
Well,
we're done.
We
I'm done.
Up, after we hang up the phone.
Oh, after we hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
hey,
think,
everybody.
I think I owe you some voiceovers, so that's where we're at.
Sure. Oh no, you don't have to. I don't
forgot.
Worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay. On that note. Hey everyone, thank
Great.
You for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And have a really great...
This has been a fun episode. I think
sure has. Until I edit you all out. Until I edit you out.
Damn you. It's a Jackson episode. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Subscribe, like, hit the friggin' links, go buy some Blondie's Battle tickets. Or just donate to the GoFundMe if you can't make it, and we'll hopefully make it to your city in the next little while.
Yeah,
so,
right.
All right. What another great episode of
Blondies
Out
Loud.